Hey there, amazing parents. It's Laura Bennett here, and welcome back to Mom Mindset, your daily dose of affirmations and inspiration for navigating the wild, wonderful world of motherhood. Today, we're diving into a topic that hits close to home, practicing patience with our little ones. Ever feel like you're constantly walking on eggshells trying to keep your cool while dodging tantrums and negotiating bedtime? Yeah, me too. But guess what? We can do this, Mama. We can cultivate those deep breaths and find a calm in the chaos. Because trust me, a little patience goes a long way in building stronger, more loving relationships with our children. Now, I know what you're thinking. Easier said than done, Laura. And you're right, it's not always easy. But just like anything worth doing, it takes practice. So let's break down 5 key takeaways that can help us become more patient parents and create a more harmonious home environment. First up, remember that your child's behavior is often a reflection of their developmental stage. Think back to when you were little, weren't there times when you just couldn't seem to control your emotions? It's the same for our kids. They're learning and growing every single day, and sometimes those big feelings can overwhelm them. Number 2, practice empathy. Put yourself in your child's shoes. What might they be feeling? Are they tired? Hungry? Frustrated? By understanding their perspective, you can respond with more compassion and less frustration. You know that feeling when you're hangry, right? Suddenly, everything seems like a problem. Well, imagine being a tiny human grappling with big emotions. It's a lot to handle. Thirdly, set realistic expectations. Don't expect perfection from yourself or your child. There will be good days and bad days. Accept that there will be times when things get messy, and that's okay. It's all part of the learning process. Remember, we don't have to control everything. Next up, take a deep breath. Sounds simple, right? But seriously, pausing for a moment before reacting can make all the difference. When you feel yourself getting frustrated, take a few deep breaths, count to 10, or even step away from the situation for a minute to collect your thoughts. It's amazing what a little space can do. And finally, remember to celebrate the small victories. Did your child share their toy with a friend? Did they try something new and brave? Acknowledge these moments of growth and praise their efforts. Positive reinforcement goes a long way in encouraging patience and cooperation. Okay, let's talk about a real-life scenario that most parents can relate to. Picture this: you're rushing to get out the door for school or work, and your child decides it's the perfect time to launch into a full-blown meltdown because they don't want to wear their new shoes. Ever felt like that? You know, the feeling of wanting to scream, but also knowing that won't help. It's a classic parent struggle. But here's where patience comes in. Instead of getting caught up in the drama, take a deep breath, get on your child's level, and calmly ask them why they don't want to wear their shoes. Maybe they are uncomfortable, maybe they just don't like the color. Once you understand their perspective, you can work together to find a solution, like trying on a different pair or letting them pick out their own socks. See? Patience is all about finding those win-win solutions. So, Mama, remember this. Patience isn't about being perfect, it's about showing up for your child with love and understanding, even when things get tough. It's about creating a safe space where they feel heard and supported. And trust me, the rewards of patience are immeasurable: stronger bonds, happier children, and a more peaceful home environment. You got this. Now let's put these tips into action. Take a moment to reflect on one specific situation where you can practice more patience with your child today. Maybe it's during bedtime routines or navigating mealtimes. Set an intention to breathe deeply, listen actively, and respond with empathy. You've got the power to create a more positive and loving experience for both yourself and your child. Remember, you're not alone on this journey. Share your thoughts and experiences in the comments below. Let's support each other and build a community of patient and empowered parents. And don't forget to subscribe to Mom Mindset so you don't miss out on any of our daily affirmations and insights. Until next time, keep shining bright, Mama.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.